all my subjects will come, they should come. And that it will play so many good things. So Akru went. And after what became? This is discussed now. Go Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
devotee.
Thank you.
has given me so many valuable jewels. But I have nothing to give you in return. So therefore, I simply embrace you. Oh, Buddha, 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 Buddha. Who are you? Who are you? How is it that you came here all of a sudden and you forced me to drink the nectar of Christmas Lila? My dear Lord, I am only a servant of the Christmas. And my only ambition is that you would accept.
That's funny. In Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displayed some of his divine opulences to the king. And he forbade him to disclose this to anyone. Although within his heart, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew everything that was happening. Externally, he did not disclose it. Nor did he disclose the fact that he knew he was talking with King Pataparuja. Whoever sees or hears these pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will attain a greed for his lotus feet within his heart. Gaur Premanandi!
So much high classes of Harikatha, pastime, so sweet pastime of Krishna. I think that in your life you have not enjoyed Harikatha and these kinds of very high kinds of powerful drama play of. These are not drama play, you don't think. You should think that these are also the part of my class. I am not telling by my representative. They are telling all these sorts of things. Try to learn so much things from these things. If you are trying to be like Maharaja Pratap Rudra, if Mahaprabhu Mercy is not there, then what is the use of this wealth, kingdom and my life even? And he promised that I should give up everything. I will be a yogi, give up all my kingdoms, and even if Mahaprabhu Mercy is not sorry on me, I will give up my life. Jumping in ocean or going anywhere. Can you decide like this? Then Krishna said. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being a sannyasi, how is he strict? Even he is not meeting with a king, though the king was very high class of devotee, you are seeing, always reciting Tava Kathamritam Sapta Jeevanam Kavajiritam Kalmasa. Like this, always. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, oh, then that, oh, even name is king. I cannot see with you, I cannot meet you. You know, Haridas, Soto Haridas, how much? He was high class of devotee. But he went with any girlfriend, girl, and he gave up her whole life. A sannyasi should be strict like him. But nowadays, what we are seeing? We are not following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He knew that in future it will be like this. Sannyasi will take all kinds of worldly things, and worldly persons, very poor, they cannot enjoy all these things. But sannyasi more than all kings, they will enjoy everything. Oh, so many sevadasi with them, so much affluent, less and less dollars they will have. So this is not good for sannyasi. They are not sannyasi, they are kali sannyasi. And you are seeing all this. You should try to follow. If you want to have love and affection for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, always remember Choto Haridasa Tathaja Romane. Always you should remember the pastime between Mahaprabhu and Prabhupada. Always be like that. So good, very good, high class of this drama plays. I think this is not drama play. Directly, instruction, and in easy way, they are making prasadam like this. So you should always be devotees like this. Always remember Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His high classes of charitra, character, and his siksha. I bestow my heartly blessings to the players here, Prem Prayojan, Manjhara, Raya Ramananda, all others, Lalit Mohan, all their high classes of devotees. They should be ideal brahmachari and sannyasi. And then they can preach my mission to the whole world. You should try to be very qualified like this and try to accept all the processes that Rupa Goswami has done. I want that. We are now 4 days or now. So good, good, very instructive, powerful Brahma place we can. And also I am giving so much high class of Harikatha. You should try to understand. you should give your all desires and everything in the ocean to California, back to the ocean, and be very pure. Forget all kinds of problems, no? Enmities and envies and everything. And be ideal devotees. When you will return, you should take all these things in your heart. Always. Remember, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sarva Radha and Krishna can be well. Go.
Jaya Radha Madhava.
Can be devotee, otherwise no. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur has to.
He should follow. If you want to know the devotee, then you must follow.
When doing kirtan, not seen here and here, or doing kirtan or not. Not like this. You should try to understand the meaning and totally observe in this kirtan. Then you can gain anything. Otherwise, no. So this song should be done like this, reminding our senses that we should follow. Go on. You can listen to it? Yes. Very quickly.
As Srila Gurudev explained, this is a song of Sharanagati. Sharanagati is not exactly bhakti, but it is the door of bhakti. And without the six principles of bhakti, of Sharanagati, no one can enter the realm of bhakti, which is ultimately service to Radha Krishna in the transcendental land of Goloka Vrindavan.
Oh, you should try to promise that from today, just now, we will follow this. If you want to be devotee, and if you really don't want to be devotee, then you should not. You can, but possible. No harm.
Beginning anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulya vivarjitana.
Very soon, I have okay. No time.
Okay.
Very quickly.
So, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur is saying, I'm offering my mind to you, my body to you, my family to you, everything to you, and who is to you? Nandakishore. And this Nandakishore is more specifically named in the last verse of the song, that is Radhanath. He who is not, or Lord, is Radha.
Manasa deha geha jo kichu mora arpinu tuma pade Nandakishore. What is the meaning?
It means my mind, my body, and my family, and whatever I possess, I'm offering at your lotus feet, O Nandakishore.
Not by only word, but by action and truly. Not that I'm giving you, but lock and key will let me. Not like this. Totally, sir. Giving you.
Then in the next verse, he's showing his unconditional surrender. In bad fortune or in good fortune, whether there are problems or no problems, in any condition, I'm taking shelter of your lotus feet with full faith that simply by remembering you and offering everything to you, all problems are solved automatically, whereas if I think of my problems, then only more problems come because I make a bridge with the conception of problems. So now I don't take any more responsibility.
If I have given everything to you, not a lot of faith, or not so, but worry for this. What should I do? What should I do? All this problem, not that. All Krishna will solve it. You should only be like dogs, or making some pahara, like a god always. And you should be free from maintaining yourself. We are like god, dogs of Krishna. No harm.
Then in the third verse, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, you can slay me or protect me as you like, because I am your eternal servant. Not that I want you to protect me and maintain me bodily, but whatever condition you put me in, I take that as your mercy, and I'll serve you with whatever I have.
Understanding the meaning? What Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling? Whether you are looking after me or not, whether I am happy or unhappy, in all circumstances, I am yours. Now it is your job to look after me or not, but I have given to you everything. So I never worry. If death is coming, problems are coming, or nothing, I will be like dog, always sitting on your door. If you are giving some remnants like dog, I will take, otherwise I will wait for that. I will only chant and forget that. This is sarnagati. Whether you are giving me good things, or you are giving me so many things, problems, no harm, now I am happy. I have given everything to you.
I've given everything to you means including my mind. So my mind will never be on what you give me or don't give me, because my mind is in you, in your instructions, in your prayers, in your pastimes. And I'm also not asking you for liberation. In the next verse, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, if I have to be born again, then I beg you that I can be born in the house of your devotee. In one other prayer, which is Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's commentary on Lord Chaitanya's Sastakam, he said, you can make me a bird or a beast. Whatever I have to become from my sinful reaction, it doesn't matter. Still, I only want you. Even if you put me in those lower conditions of life, I'm not asking you for any material condition, only that I want association of your devotee. He says, not only do I want to take birth as your devotee, but it doesn't, in the house of your devotee, but it doesn't even matter how I'm taking birth in the house of your devotee. That is, even if I'm taking birth as a worm in the house of your devotee, even that's satisfactory to me as long as I can think of you. But if I take birth as any Lord Brahma in any universe, if that Lord Brahma is adverse to you, even though he controls the whole universe, I don't want that kind of birth. Then he says, I only have one desire, that I can get the association of those devotees or any pure devotee of yours who's free from any material desire and who only wants to be with you in a relationship with you. And you are my every relation. Ultimately, we have a relationship with Krishna in the spiritual world in a specific way. But as Srila Gurudev said, Sharanagati begins from the beginning of bhakti. Therefore, here in this world, Krishna is my everything. Krishna, you are my father, you are my son, you are my beloved, you are my friend, you are my supporter, you are my lord, you are protector. I don't know anything that you're not to me. You're everything to me. So I'm not dependent on any other father, on any other son, on any other relationship. So this is the beginning, and then ultimately, Krishna and we have a specific relationship in the spiritual world, and all of the relationships come from that relationship. So he's concluding that, O Radhanath, means, O you who are the, whose Lord is Radharani, who are subservient to Radharani, and this is the mood of all Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas, and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is Rupanuga Varayate. He's the greatest of all Gaudiya Vaishnavas and servants of Srila Rupa Goswami, who prefer to see Krishna serving Srimati Radharani. So he says, O Radhanath, you are my entire life and soul. I have no independent life, but only you.
Cool. And now I'm hearing so many from the mouth of devotees. Oh, there are so many problems. My wife has left me. Now my children are like orphans. atonement. Some lady devotee is coming, oh, very big problem. My husband has left me. I have nothing to do. What should I do? Can you help? So many problems, so many problems. They try to this, do this, that, but everywhere fell. Everywhere fell. Because the root of all these problems is that you are not Saranagat. You have no relation with Krishna and you have no trust in Krishna, no belief in Krishna and His name. That is all problems coming. Krishna has not advised you that, oh, you are brahmachari for 13, 14, 20 years in mutt of Swamiji, your Prabhupada. He was so merciful and he engaged. Has he told that you should go and marry? Krishna has advised you that make a boyfriend or girlfriend? Has he told? Who brought all these problems? Myself. Yourself only. You make problems of. If you are like this, always serving Krishna and depending on Krishna, any problem cannot come. Can any problem come for Sukadeva Goswami? Any problem for Nath Goswami? Always depending on Krishna. So anyone, we are also dependent on Krishna. That is why no problem at all. To whom we touch, problems go. What is the meaning of touching? If you want to touch, then you should try to follow from today. That Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, He has created whole world and He is supporting nothing whole. Then why cannot support you and nourish you? Why problem? It is that you are making all problems. You are the root cause of all problems. Krishna wants to take you out of problem, but you are making. There was one nation, then you were not satisfied, again two daughters, one son, again more, and they become some mature, they were, and they were deadly against you, with you and you, her mother, making so many problems now. So, for this you should be Saranagat. Name is more merciful than Krishna, you should know. More merciful. Krishna has invested His all mercy, power, opulence, everything, His mercy in Krishna name, but you are neglecting. You are depending on your own job and making some money. And this making money making more problems. Problems after problems after problems. You can realize all these things. Because Shastra has solved all these things. You cannot be happy by this, solving all these problems. Only one problem is in the root of all what? You have forgotten Krishna. You are neglecting Krishna. Krishna name. Especially Krishna name in this Kali Yuga. Chant like Haridas Thakur and you will see that Lakshmi will come and follow you. Oh, how fine I shall be. Have you this faith? We have this faith. And that is why Lakshmi is always with us. But we told that, wait a little, I have no service. Please be very far away. We also fear from the shadow of Lakshmi Devi. What to tell Lakshmi Devi? So you should be like that. And we should, you will see, oh, very, very good, very good. No problem at all, no problem at all. Krishna will quickly solve all the problems. Yes. Very quickly. Have you not decided yet? Oh, decided first. Then both. Very quickly, very quickly. No time. heart.